need lots of space to think. I need mountain water to drink, where the sun turns your skin to leather and your heart into gold. I'm a land baby, desert baby, cactus-eating sand lady. A land baby, desert baby, cactus-eating sand lady.
From naughty poetry to the naive of Lobito, her commitment to society expressed in Borderlands, Lara Manzanares manifests a profound empathy with the people that require their soul caressed. The New Mexican composer, guitarist, and singer recreates a lyrical language and music that transcends linguistic borders and musical genres, revitalizing the legacy of the mestizaje of her and our community. We invite you to stay with us and welcome Lara Manzanares, and today your host, Cristina Bachin.
Give me a road that goes to nowhere. Give me the wind blowing through my hair.
Desde la poesía traviesa y naif de Lobito al compromiso social expresado en Borderlands, Lara Manzanares manifiesta una profunda empatía con las gentes que más que nunca requieren una caricia al alma. Esta compositora, guitarrista y cantante del profundo Nuevo México recrea un lenguaje lírico y musical propio, que trasciende las fronteras lingüísticas y de género, revitalizando el legado del mestizaje de su y de nuestra tierra. Lo invitamos a escuchar esta entrevista e instrumentación en vivo con Lara Manzanares. Para usted hoy, Cristina Bachin.
I can't wait anymore. My poor feet are aching. Hey, you. I can see a light on. I got something to write on.
And welcome, Lara. Bienvenida, Lara, a nuestro programa de Raíces Hoy.
Hola.
¿Cómo estás?
Bien, bien.
Pues estábamos anunciando desde hoy tu presencia. We were just trying to let our listeners know about you, and especially, well, we also want to tell you congratulations for your New Mexico Awards as Best Album and also Graphic Designer.
Yes, thank you. Muchas gracias.
Y es todo un placer que una mujer también... Esta industria de la música, la industria discográfica, no le hace el camino fácil a las mujeres. Uh-huh. Y pues un gran placer de que hayas podido venir a nuestro programa. Antes de empezar a contar historias sobre tu vida y especialmente sobre tu proceso creativo, ¿podemos primero compartir algo con nuestros oyentes en vivo ya que estás aquí?
Okay, sí, claro que sí. Voy a empezar. I'm going to start with a song called Lobito, and that means little wolf in English.
That's my favorite.
It's a very fun song, so I'll go ahead and sing it.
Okay.
Ay, lobito, ponte a mi ladito, quítame la caperucita rojita y muérdeme un poquito. Quítame la caperucita rojita y muérdeme un poquito. Con tus ojos tan grandes no me dejas de ver, y con tus incisivos masivos me quieres comer. Ay, lobito, ponte a mi ladito, quítame la caperucita rojita y muérdeme un poquito. Quítame la caperucita rojita y muérdeme un poquito. Traigo aquí en la cesta fresas sabrosas para los dos. Ya no está la abuelita pa' decirnos que no. Ay, lobito, ponte a mi ladito. Quítame la caperucita rojita y muérdeme un poquito. Quítame la caperucita rojita y muérdeme un poquito. Muérdeme un poquito. Muérdeme un poquito. Dame un besito. Ay, lobito. Ay, lobito. Wow. Ven a quitarme la caperucita roja. Y nos vamos a puntitos para hacer lo que se nos antoja. ¡Ajá, el lobito! ¡Ajá, el lobito! ¡Wow! ¡Dum, dum, 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 dum! Ay, lobito, ponte a mi ladito, quítame la caperucita rojita y muérdeme un poquito. Quítame la caperucita rojita y muérdeme un poquito. Muérdeme un poquito, muérdeme un poquito, dame un besito.
Gracias, Lara, por esta canción. Realmente que es para una canción para alegrar el alma, acariciar el alma, pero especialmente para reír y sonreírnos un poco, ¿verdad? Que es esto, supongo que viene con la reminiscencia del cuento de Caperucita en versión pícara.
Sí, exacto. I tell people, oh, this is it's a song about a little Red Riding Hood, but a sort of a naughty little Red Riding Hood She doesn't mind the idea that the wolf is going to come bite her a little bit.
She knows she's not so so bad.
Yeah, y para los que no hablan español, for those who don't speak Spanish, the chorus of the song ay lobito, it says oh little wolf, get over here by my side, take off my little red riding hood and bite me just a little bit. So,
I really appreciated the fact that you released an album so well designed, and but at the same time with the lyrics, and that helps to keep the identity, the legacy in New Mexico with always, we all know how much the Spanish language had struggled in our communities. It's a miracle. Mm-hmm. It's still alive. Thanks to all the women and men who were able to keep, at least in the kitchen, the language. Mm-hmm. If you're just tuning in, we are with Lara Manzanares. She is, I like to say, del profundo Nuevo México. And from New Mexico to the world, she was awarded as Best Album of the Year and Best Graphic Design in the New Mexico Music Awards. She'll be playing this next week. Actually, I was checking on your agenda, and this next week on Wednesday, July the 18th at 6:30 p.m. as part of the Santa Fe Bandstand in La Plaza de Santa Fe.
Yes, it's a free concert, so if you're in town, definitely stop by.
Yeah, it's a wonderful also community gathering, like the Plaza Old Times. Mm-hmm. So where were you born?
I was actually born in Tierra Maria, New Mexico, in the clinic that was there. And my my mom likes to tell me that I was born to a barefoot doctor. En esa época en la clínica tenían un doctor que andaba descalzo. He liked to go barefoot. And so that's where I was born, ahí en Tierra Maria.
Oh, so you are carrying this legacy, and I would say it's not only bilingual and bicultural, it's more like in a multicultural way. And also, you are multi-talented artist, because I was checking, you were weaving, you have textile art as well. So I was wondering one thing around this CD that has so much... I can't even like touch the texture of the fabric that is made with. If I would ask you to tell us, what's like the thread that joins all these songs in one piece? Ooh. What is it?
Ooh.
Es como la urdimbre. I don't know how to say. I think it's a word. Is the warp? That keeps all that these weaves, things together. That weaves all these things.
Well, my songs that are on the album, I didn't write them thinking I'm going to make an album. You know, I wrote them over the years for myself as I went through life and encountered difficult or happy or different kinds of situations. And so when I was presented with the opportunity to make an album, I thought, oh my goodness, tengo todas estas canciones y son tan diferentes. Like, how's it going to be? But, you know, my producer helped a lot with that, I think. His name is John O'Manson. He's out in Santa Fe. And I asked him, I said, is it going to be okay, John? And he said, no, don't worry. You know, no pasa nada. That's the way that he is. And sure enough, you know, we made sure to, we used Mark Clark on all the percussion and Justin Bransford on all the bass. So we had mostly the same musicians throughout. And And that, I think, helped bring it all together. Y luego también, like, my voice and, I don't know, it's just me. If somebody were to ask me, you know, to choose a genre, I would say, all of these are me. Like, yeah. There's something of me in all of them that somehow ties them all together. I don't know what it is exactly, because it's me. I can't describe it myself, but tal vez algún día...
Well, this
will.
Is like putting yourself in the whole work. And I understand that probably lots of listeners who are there, who are bilingual or trilingual, I am as well at this point. I don't even know all these identities, but are all together in when you are like in one side, in one part, we are singing in Spanish, is like in some side of your heart.
Yeah, it's all me. It's kind of like my name. So I grew up with, my first name is Lara. Y todo el mundo me decían Lara. My family is Lara. But
I was
también,
calling in that way.
No, but you were right as well. So I lived in San Francisco for about 6 years, and a lot of my friends there are Spanish speakers, and so I have this, like, this other identity. To them, I'm Lara. O también me dicen Larita, you know, so I'm Lara sometimes, and I'm Lara sometimes, and sometimes I'm both, you know, and same thing in my songs. I can't choose one.
Well, to me, do you know what your name inspired me? First time I saw your name somewhere, and I thought, for a musician and a singer, Lara is the best name, because we use that even to sing. It's Lara, 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 Laila.
Yeah,
also, is in your name. It's like somebody knew about you. So, what are your projects besides the concert that you have ahead?
Well, I'm singing on Wednesday at the Bandstand, and then I'm working on a few different things. I'm working on a collaboration with a friend of mine, potentially doing some storytelling, interactive storytelling type stuff. And I'm writing songs, continuing to write songs. And I'm actually in a sort of a transition phase, because before I made this album, I you know, music was a big part of my life, but it wasn't like anything very professional. And I was focusing on other things, like overcoming an illness that I had and... and just surviving, you know, like everyone. And now I have this album out, and it won this award, and I'd like to sort of take it up a notch and go to the next level. So I'm sort of trying to figure that out. And it may be unwise to announce this on the radio, but I'm sort of looking for someone to help me out. Someone who has a business head, because I can weave all day. I can write songs all day and sing la la la. But when it comes down to, you know, it's nice to have another perspective. So to kind of help me get going some more. Yeah.
How about sharing another song? Also, if you can share. Because each one of your songs, from what I read, has a different story in the background.
Yes.
So what would you share now? And then if you can share your story around that song.
Sure. Well, the other song that I could share is the song Borderlands. And it doesn't have a specific story, but I'll go ahead and sing the song and then talk about it a little bit.
Okay.
In the borderlands, and the well has run dry. Only two ways to go from here, into the earth and into the sky. Harbor.
sorrows up in clouds. Nebulous impressions of a time. The frantic stillness of now. Two days in the borderlands. And the well has run dry. Only two ways to go from here. Into the earth and into the sky.
This was Borderlands, and I was checking you. If you are just tuning in, you are listening live to Lara Manzanares. She is a New Mexican singer, writer, an artist, and visual artist as well. Lara, in this song, even the translation is Tierras Delimitadas.
Yeah, I had to really think about that one because I could have said was Tierras Fronterizas or La Frontera.
Mm-hmm. And you choose another word.
I chose a different word. I chose Tierras Delimitadas as sort of like in-between spaces because even though while I sing this and the song itself in my mind is sort of dry and dusty and I put myself in a geographical place in my mind, the song itself, I feel like it, or I would like for it to transcend just one place, you know. Another thing about writing this song was, so I talk about 2 days in the borderlands and the well has run dry. And, you know, it's like dry and dusty. And then in the middle part, I say, take her down to the harbor. And, you know, are we in the desert or are we at the ocean? You know, which one are we?
Easy around.
So I didn't want it to be specific to one certain place. For me, it's more of an internal thing that definitely can be applied in many different places and geographically as well, on the border between the United States and Mexico, and then also other places where there are harbors in Europe. You know, there's been a lot of strife, I guess you could say, over there, all over the world. Anywhere that you're crossing borders or you're stuck in one place, or even inside emotionally, you're stuck. And this song, I wrote it when I was living in San Francisco, and I was working for the census, going door to door and knocking on people's doors, talking to people all day, people from all over.
Probably someone hiding in as well.
Yeah, sí, también. También gente que no querían hablar conmigo. People that didn't want to talk to me.
Yeah.
And
probably it was not for you because of you.
I mean, I understand. Mm-hmm. Entiendo, you know. But in that time, it was my job to do that. And then I would go home and I would get my guitar and I would go back out into the streets. Quería regresar a la calle como para desahogarme, you know, to just sing and just relax and not be official anymore. And también en la calle encontré muchísima gente. I also in the streets I encountered many different people, and also was just living a lot in the chaos of the streets, especially of a place like San Francisco, donde hay muchísima gente, you know, and there's people on their way to work, people on their way who knows where, people on their way home from a costume party.
and then también la
gente, la gente que no tenía casa, que ahí yo estaba en su casa. I was in their house. I didn't think consciously about, oh, I want to write a song about that, but I would go home and just write things, and this was one of them. Just, you know, kind of where do you go when you have no home? Yeah.
Lara, you are singing and composing in at least in two different languages. We were talking about this feeling of being in different places or mm-hmm. different identities at the same time. I know very well that feeling since mm-hmm. I was born. Mm-hmm. I'm curious how other people are solving that issue. So when you are singing something and composing something in Spanish, and then something on the genre as well, your guitar can also play in a different way. I'm wondering, is also your guitar performing or sounding in a different way when you are in one side or the other? And where is your heart when you are composing on one language or the other?
If that's
there is a place, or is it borderless?
That's
una
a good
tierra ilimitada.
That's a good question, and actually a friend of mine asked me that when I released the album. She's from Mexico, and she said, well, why do you write in Spanish sometimes? And I'm like, well, why do you talk in English sometimes and talk in Spanish sometimes? It's just mm-hmm. that's what I was experiencing at that time. And also, one other thing about the language is that I am able to express myself, my emotions, differently in either language. And that's an interesting thing that I've noticed from when I was a kid, because Spanish is my father's first language. He's from Tierra María, and he started speaking Spanish and then went to school and they made him speak English, and, you know, the whole story. Mm-hmm. And
the whole story, yeah, that is oppressed language.
Yeah, and I remember one time I was doing something for church, some kind of a retreat in high school, because I grew up in the Catholic Church. And part of this retreat was... my friends and family were asked to write a what's called a palanca letter, and it's sort of a letter of support, you know, to this person who's embarking on their spiritual journey. And so after the retreat, we received our letters, and I was reading them, and I was really touched by what all my family wrote, because many times you don't say things, you know, and then you have to write them. And then I thought it was very interesting that my dad's letter to me, it was very loving and very caring and in Spanish. Mm-hmm. And I, at that point, I thought, why did he write it in Spanish? You know, and then I thought, well, I guess it makes sense. I'm able to express, I don't know if a wider range of emotions, but I feel like when I speak Spanish, cuando hablo español, yo puedo expresar con más ternura. I guess I'm able to express my emotions in a different way. And so that, I think, comes across in my songs as well. At least I hope it does.
Well,
it
just, Lobito brings a lot
Lobito,
of...
Yeah, Lobito, yeah.
Yes. but I was feeling... I had the same kind of feeling as well. Since I was born, I also was bilingual. And with my father, well, in my case... first language was Italian, mm-hmm. is Italian. And with my father, the only way of communicating was in Italian. Mm-hmm. Because if not, it was like talking about work.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. How about English?
Well, English is easier for me because, my father spoke Spanish when I was little. I grew up here and spoke some Spanglish, but mainly English, and went to school in English and everything. So English is easier for me to compose on the fly. Viene más rápido. Vienen más rápidas las palabras. A veces. It kind of depends what headspace I'm in.
Yeah. And we switch, yeah, depending on what you want to talk about.
Yeah, go back and forth. I have yet to write a Spanglish song, but that's not true. I have some, but I haven't recorded them. They're kind of, you know, silly, just playing around.
Yes, we don't need to really limit those, to put borders on that, actually it's part of our identity. Yeah. And more and more, especially young people, growing in all this multicultural background, but in your case, it's really in front.
And one other thing I want to say about the language, we didn't really talk about Lobito. I sang it, but we didn't really talk about it. That song, I don't know if I would be able to sing it in English. Like, I think I would be too embarrassed, you know, and I don't know. I could have two identities, and that's all I wanted to say about that.
Yes, there are many things we can't even translate the whole feeling around those words. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I want to say when I'm just saying cariños, when I'm sending a greeting to someone, I'm telling at the end, cariños. How do I translate that? Mm-hmm. I don't have the same feeling when I'm even seeing a word similar to that. Mm-hmm. Do you want to share something, another song live, or do you want to share something from your album and to finish today's show with you?
How about something from the album?
Okay, let me know which one would you prefer to...
Inglés o español? That's what I always ask when I'm playing gigs and people say, play another song. And I go, well, it's English or Spanish?
That's it. Now it's not by request. It's your own what you want to choose.
How about Love in the City? That one's fun. And that one did, sí, se tradució bien. Uh-huh. I did get a good translation for that I could sing in Spanish and in English. But I haven't practiced.
And why did you choose this one? What does it mean?
Love in the City?
Yeah. Is it San Francisco or wherever?
It can be wherever, but it was written in San Francisco.
Okay.
And it's a fun song.
Let's listen to that, and then we'll share another set with you talking, and then... also sharing information about Lara Manzanares. In this case, Lara Manzanares from her album Land Baby, which got the New Mexico Music Awards 2018 as Best Album.
Well, he's my on again, off again. Meanwhile, we hover. He's more than a friend, but not quite a lover.
And you were listening to Love in the City, Amor en la Ciudad, by Lara Manzanares. We were just sharing with you an interview and live performance with Lara, and she'll be playing very soon, and this Wednesday, July the 18th at 6:30 p.m. as part of the Santa Fe Bandstand in La Plaza de Santa Fe in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And also, I have here that you're going to play also in Tres Piedras on Saturday, July the 21st at 5 p.m. and Sunday, July the 22nd, 11 a.m. in the Santa Fe Artist Market in the Rail Yard.
Yes.
In Santa Fe. Okay. So if our listeners want to know more information about you, do you have a website that we can share?
Yes, my website is www.getyourpencilsready. laramanzanares.com.
Muchas gracias, Lara, por venir a nuestro programa. A nuestro programa hoy, muchos buenos augurios para los proyectos que tienes en mente
que viene, sí.
Para el año que viene, y esperamos verte el año que viene con otro proyecto andando, y por supuesto invitar a nuestro programa Raíces si es posible.
Muchas gracias.
Gracias a ti. Y vamos a escuchar de Borderlands, en este caso mi selección. Yo quiero compartir el poeta de este álbum y te decimos hasta luego, no adiós. Hasta luego, Lara.
La próxima.
Y bienvenida y que tengas una linda estadía de verano aquí en Nuevo México.
Gracias.
Tu casa.
Thank you.
levantaste y me dejaste envuelta en sueños plomizos.